Bullet Club makes a big statement. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, May 2nd, 2022. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. That's Indie with a Y.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Bullet Club dominated New Japan's Wrestling Dontaku show on Sunday, adding championships and a new member. We're going to run through this chronologically. First, Bullet Club's Bad Luck Fale and Chase Owens are the new IWGP Tag Team Champions. They pinned Hirooki Goto to win a three-way over Goto and Yoshihashi, and the former champions Great O'Conn and Jeff Cobb. In the following match, Tama Tonga beat Evil to win the NEVER Openweight title, but right after the three count, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows made a surprise appearance to beat up Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, and Jado. Next, Bullet Club's Taiji Ishimori beat El Desperado to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. The semi-main event was up next. Hiroshi Tanahashi beat Tomohiro Ishii to win the vacant IWGP United States Championship. Chase Owens confronted Tanahashi after the match, setting him up for a blindside attack by a masked man who revealed himself to be Juice Robinson, who is now part of Bullet Club. Robinson had said he would be leaving New Japan when his contract expired at the end of April. Juice is a liar. Finally, we come to the main event. Kazuchika Okada beat Tetsuya Naito to retain the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, but just when it appeared the show-ending celebration was over, Jay White showed up, back in Japan for the first time in about a year. White and the rest of the refreshed Bullet Club lineup laid out Okada to close the show. Okada is now set to defend against White at Dominion on June 12th. Also announced for Dominion, Anderson will challenge Tama Tonga for the NEVER title, and Owens and Fale will defend the tag titles against Cobb and Great O'Conn. Shingo Takagi will defend the KOPW 2022 trophy against Taichi at Dominion. Taichi pinned Takagi with a Gato clutch to win a six-man tag at Wrestling Dontaku. Other results from that show, Ryusuke Taguchi and Master Wato beat Dookie and Yoshinobu Kanemaru to hold on to their junior tag titles. Hiromu Takahashi beat Yo, and Tangaloa beat Yujiro Takahashi. Tokyo Sports reports Tetsuya Naito will undergo a second surgery to address double vision in his right eye. The first procedure was back in 2019, and Naito missed a few weeks of action. New Japan Sunday also announced the field for the Best of the Super Juniors tournament. It includes a number of foreigners and fresh faces for New Japan fans. They include AEW's Wheeler Yuta, the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, Impact Wrestling's X Division Champion Ace Austin, U.S. Indie standout Alex Zane, Gleets L. Lindemann, New Japan newcomer Francesco Akira, Teton from CMLL, and a couple of regulars from New Japan Strong, Clark Connors and TJP. The tournament begins on Sunday, May 15th. TJP was on Saturday's New Japan Strong and he took a loss to Masakura Dorada. Also on the show, Jay Lethal beat Ren Narita and the DKC beat Kevin Knight. Brody King versus Minoru Suzuki has been added to the Capital Collision show in Washington, D.C. on May 14th.
WWE.
Undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns and the SmackDown Tag Team Champions The Usos are being promoted for tonight's Raw. This follows a big change to the lineup for WrestleMania Backlash. The Tag Team Title Unification match is no longer on the card. Instead, it's going to be Reigns and the Usos versus Drew McIntyre and the Raw Tag Champs RK-Bro. The change was made during last Friday's SmackDown after McIntyre came to the rescue of RK-Bro when they were attacked by Reigns and the Usos. WWE released 10 individuals associated with its NXT brand and performance center, including Dakota Kai, Dexter Lumis, Draco Anthony, Harland, Malcolm Bivens, and Persia Parada. WWE's big stadium show in Cardiff, Wales, in the United Kingdom, coming up in September, will be titled Clash at the Castle.
AEW.
AEW announced the early start time for this Friday's episode of Rampage. Brace yourself, it's going to be 5:30 p.m. Eastern. This is all due to coverage of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs on TNT. On last Friday's Rampage, Darby Allin qualified for the Owen Hart Foundation men's tournament. He beat Swerve Strickland. Tonight's Dark Elevation has DDT Pro's Konosuke Takeshita versus former Ring of Honor star Rhett Titus. Another former ROH star, Cheeseburger, will take on Tony Nese. plus Nyla Rose and Emi Sakura versus Anna Jay and Chris Statlander. AEW stars were all over AAA's Triple Mania 30 show in Monterey Saturday night. The Young Bucks beat AAA Mega Champion Hijo del Vikingo and Phoenix in the main event. Vikingo took the pin. Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti won the AAA Mixed Tag Team titles. Back in Japan, Go Shiozaki is the new GHC Heavyweight Champion. He beat Kato Kiyomiya to win the vacant title at Pro Wrestling Noah's show over the weekend. Shiozaki is now set to defend the GHC title against Satoshi Kojima at the Cyber Fight Festival on June 12th. Also announced for that show, Rob Van Dam. Finally, Mirai is the winner of Stardom's Cinderella Tournament. Anything else? I think that's it. That is just pro wrestling news for Monday, May 2nd. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.